Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
But for this week, I wanted to kind of run down my top 10 all-time Chicago sports villains. I wanted to use the word hate, but I know that there's more nuance now these days where people can't quite understand the varying levels of what sports hate means and what real life hate means. So I'm going to use villains. I'm going to use despised. And what is the criteria for this before we get into the top 10? These are teams or players that my entire life I have rooted against. There isn't a single day where I haven't rooted for this player or this team to lose. This team or this player also has been a thorn in Chicago sports side. They've had some successes against our teams, and it's driven me up a wall. And sometimes, as a kid, drove me to tears. These are also players or teams that when it comes to fantasy sports, I'm not drafting a guy on this team. Winning in fantasy sports doesn't mean that much to me where I'm willing to take one of those guys on my team if it means that I even have to, for a small percentage, for a skosh, root for this said player or this said team on any given day. They will always be my foe. They will always be my villain. And I'm not moving off of it. If you're listening to this on WLS, you can hop on over to YouTube. Check out our Sports Talk Chicago YouTube channel, and I would love to hear in the comments below who your all-time Chicago sports villains are. Cite some examples. Give me some games. Because this is my personal list. This is how I feel about it. This isn't the right or the wrong. This is just my personal top 10 Chicago sports all-time villain list. So let's kick it off right away with number 10. Number 10, I'm going the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota Twins, as long as I've been alive, especially in the 21st century, the Minnesota Twins always seem to be the team that does it right. The fundamental baseball, the guys that they grow from the minors, the dudes that can make those plays or come up with those big hits late in games and truly be the ire for the Chicago White Sox. In the 21st century, the Minnesota Twins, 9 NL Central titles, 10 playoff appearances. That is, of course, to the only the 5 appearances for the Chicago White Sox. In the year 2002 through 2004, I had just graduated high school. I'm in college. I'm living in my own apartment. I get to watch games whenever I want to. I even get a chance to go to an occasional game because my dad had season tickets at the time. The Twins win the division in 2002, 2003, 2004. Guess who finishes in second place every single one of those seasons? The Chicago White Sox. A great prerequisite for how to make this top 10 list is, for whatever reason, and I don't even care about the stats, I'm going straight off my memory on this one. It just seems like whenever the White Sox had to go to Minnesota to play a big series, they would always come up short. The bullpen would somehow blow a lead. There'd be some sort of defensive miscue or of some kind that would give the Minnesota Twins the edge. And then, of course, how else did they make them on the top 10 unless you put in a couple of players on there that are going to really make you mad? Guys like Torrey Hunter making plays in center field, hitting bombs, Jock Jones, Joe Mauer, Justin Morneau, Brad Radke. Those are just, I'm just naming a few guys here. And then, of course, the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox do have a little bit of history, which also happens to be one of my favorite White Sox memories. Is it cracking the top 5 when it comes to World Series memories? Probably not, but I have to talk about that wonderful blackout game when it was Nick Blackburn versus John Danks. Personally, I went to that game. Side story, personal note. That game was absolutely freezing. After the completion of that game, I was definitely sick for 2 weeks after that, and I will tell you, it was worth every single pitch. For those of you that don't remember, that was a pitcher's duel from the jump. I believe there was only 6 base runners were allowed through the first 4 innings. John Danks was absolutely incredible. John Danks was so good in that game that he actually somehow convinced the Chicago White Sox to give him a huge deal after that. The last huge pitching deal that was ever handed out by the Chicago White Sox. Ken Griffey Jr. That's right, Ken Griffey Jr. etches himself into White Sox history by throwing out a runner from center field. Jim Thome hits a huge, towering, monster home run in the bottom of the 7th to give them a 1-0 lead. And then a save by Bobby Jenks. Prayers up to Bobby Jenks right now and his family with what he's battling with health-wise. So there's been some battles. There's been some rivalries. And I tell you, every time I see the Minnesota Twins, I do not root for them. And they are number 10 on my list.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.